Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Charlie Fusco is here, too. Charlie's a new friend, and we're excited about having her as part of our show and as our next victim on the show. we've learned a little bit about Charlie. We think she's got the goods, and now we're going to find out if she's got the come across, and I think she does. She's a very important person. She's an author, a speaker, an entrepreneur, an award-winning marketing strategist. How about that? She's got her own company, and from what I can tell, makes a pretty good payroll. So she must be doing something right. Synergix, I think, is how you say that. And she's our new friend, Charlie Fusco. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here, Charlie. 150 employees.
Currently, yes.
Wow. You know, maybe you can relate with this to this. When the average person hears that, they think, "Wow, what a great success story! 150 employees. That's really impressive." But your small business owner peers are saying, "Man, that's a tough payroll."
It is. It's an interesting question because we're right now deciding: do we want to increase and grow and move to 200 and A while ago, we had 350 employees. And
wow.
When you think about having employees and you're a small business owner, you just shake in your boots because there's so much responsibility.
That's exactly my point. You know, it's impressive as it is that you've grown your company like that. People who make payroll think, okay, that's the first thing they think about is there all the responsibility, isn't it?
Right, absolutely. You know, we've been fortunate in our agency for the last 15 years that for the most part, barring one year, we've been able to somehow do right by our employees.
Yep.
We've been somehow be able to every week, you know, get them a check that they can go home to and then grow their own families. But I will tell you, the stress of running a business when you have that many employees is constant.
Can I take a guess and say that the year it didn't work was 2009?
Yes. That was.
I'll have a little confession here. I was looking at my own Social Security records that the government sent. You can get on their website, you know, to see what about your earnings over your lifetime, right? And there was
right.
there was a goose egg in 2009. And I said, my wife, I said, hey, we've got to correct this. This is not right. She said, I'm sorry, honey, it is right. I said, what do you mean? She said, you didn't take a paycheck that year.
Yeah.
That was after the 2008 crash. So yeah, and let me tell you something, Charlie. Small business owners all over the country are nodding their head right now. They know what that's. They know about that. And so this brings up the point about your business model, your goals. What are you trying to accomplish? And are your strategies, especially your marketing strategy, serving that? In your case, in my case, are our marketing strategies serving our need to not only cover our nut, but to grow the business?
It's a great question. I'm in the business of marketing, and I would say to you that we have a saying in the company that when you're in the bottle, you can't see the label outside the bottle.
Right.
You're in it, right?
That's a good one.
And we happen to sell a lot of products on television. We sell a lot of bottles on television. And companies come to us and say, hey, please help us sell this bottle. We've done everything and nobody will buy it. And we just say, hold on, let's get you outside of the bottle. We let them look at it. But we market products all over the place, nationally, internationally. I would say we are horrible at marketing ourselves.
Everyone is. Yeah. Everyone is. No, that's exactly
absolutely
right. I'm the best salesman in the world, but somebody else can sell me better than I can.
That's absolutely true. The challenge right now, the real threat and challenge to businesses, in my opinion, is that the way the consumer and your customer, your client, whether it's a physical product or a lead, the way that they're getting information is more rapid than ever before, coming at them from more sources than ever before.
It's a fire hose.
Exactly. So the message is more than ever lost. It doesn't even matter if you have great marketing. It's more about, do you have consistent marketing? Do you have live
and
enough marketing?
And isn't there also a generational thing here? And when I say generational, I'm actually talking physical, and I'll tell you why I say that. Okay, everybody knows, listen to me, that I'm a baby boomer. I'm in the upper third of a baby boomer generation in terms of chronology. And I've been on computers since 1976, actually 75. So it's not like I'm not used to looking at computer screens, right? But when I have a 20-something looking over my shoulder at a window, a website page that pops up, they see things 50%, maybe four times quicker than I do.
You know, there's
you see what I mean?
In
other words,
totally
it takes me an extra millisecond or a half a second, maybe a second, to process what I'm looking for, and they've already seen it.
Yeah.
So that's my question to you. Isn't there that too in your marketing?
Absolutely. Millennials.
The digital marketing
huge.
We're talking.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, millennials represent a huge portion of the buying audience right now. They're growing at a rate
and increasing,
yeah,
with a bullet.
And the problem is they grew up with screens in their face. That's the way they communicate. So, yes, they're actually physically able to transact data differently. But they also have much different desires, needs, emotions when it comes to purchasing.
Right.
Many millennials don't actually want to buy things. They don't want to own things. They want to have experiences.
Right. Experiences, right.
And so that's what you have to be careful of, is how is your business impacted by a world that now has so many different options?
Different ways of thinking of consumers, of being a consumer. So, yeah, that's the point. And this was back to being outside the bottle. If you're selling something to me, then your ad needs to look differently than if you're selling it to my grandson.
Right.
Is that right?
Absolutely, and what we call it at the agency at Synergix, we call it, at this point, you need to be thinking about platform and quantum media. And what we talk about is, look, people now can access you, your company, your message, your product, your service in many different ways.
And
so it's not,
and rule you in or out before you even know they exist.
Absolutely.
Charlie, I need your website. We're going to come back to those two topics after these messages. Give us your website, please.
Sure. Synergix.com.
Spell it.
SYNERGIXX.com.
Two X's. Quick break, 20 after, right back with Charlie Fusco after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.